The Afternoon Drive Show on Impact 103.
If I was to ask you as a parent, are you monitoring how your child uses their phone, their tablet, how they watch their TV? Are you aware of the usage of screen time when it comes to your children? Have you been monitoring it? Do you have an app that helps you with it? Do you have systems and softwares or whatever it may be that makes you manage their screen time? Do you even find it to be something that is important to take note of? And I think this is a very touchy topic, so to say, and I'm curious to find out, are we making the right decisions when it comes to the way that we allow our children to have time on the screen? And I ask you the question to find out from you, how do you manage it? 071-364-0376, that's the number to use on the WhatsApp line, and this is how you responded.
Hi guys.
Hi.
So my daughter is 2 years old and she gets no screen time, unfortunately. It happens very, very seldom, maybe once or twice a month that we show her something, so she just gets no screen time. And when she asks for the phone, I just say, no, it's off, it's not working, or it's the battery's flat, or I just tell her straight, no, we're not watching anything now.
We've got an app called Family Link that allows us to have control over our child who's under 13. So Monday to Friday, we give her a maximum of about 15 minutes on her phone. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter what she does for those 15 minutes, because we obviously have all the stuff controlled on the phone. So she has to use the 15 minutes wisely. Then Monday to Friday as well, she's not allowed to watch TV.
So I'm a mother of three kids. I'm very passionate about gadget time in my home. So the kids are not allowed to be on gadgets Monday to Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday, they're allowed to be on gadget.
How I manage my children's screen time is from Monday to Friday. From Monday to Thursday, we have a principal in the house that it's a school day and they would not be allowed to watch any movies or do any games.
So it sounds like there is some sort of structure that's in the way. A lot of Monday to Friday sort of thinking school nights and implementing some sort of system, whether it be through apps or by having a set thing where you only get your phone on this day. I mean, I got a message from Tuli saying, ideally in a perfect world, no screen time for my child right before bedtime. But I don't seem to always get it right. And I think, Tuli, what you're saying is something that a lot of parents feel like. It's just like, I want to have a grip on it. I want to have a hold on it, but I just can't seem to get it right. And this afternoon, joining us for our very first Wellness Wednesday conversations is Yuleen Cilia, who is an occupational therapist who is passionate specifically when it comes to screen time and pediatric services and so much more. And I think she's going to help us to make sense of a lot of things. Yuleen, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. I mean, you're hearing a lot of parents saying, Monday to Friday, I just have something that helps me. Is this something that you hear common, that parents have something for Monday to Friday?
Yes, I do. They usually restrict it Mondays to Fridays and then over weekends, free reign.
Yeah, and I think you're probably hearing a lot of parents also saying they're struggling. I mean, this is probably something that's common.
Yeah.
It's like the pacifier to the children, the screen time to the child is a pacifier for the adults. Would that be an accurate picture?
Yes.
Yeah, so
yes, absolutely.
Maybe let's get into the meat of it, where we're trying to understand, why is it so important that we actually take note of a child's screen time? Is it even important that we take note of it and count the hours?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a very good question, Kosi. Why should we care about screen time? Screen time has become a common trigger for mom guilt over the last few years, which means it's a discussion that's generally avoided altogether.
Yeah.
Since it's such a shame-inducing parent topic, the screen time is bad message is generally very vague, leaving parents feeling like it's another way to shame well-meaning parents.
Yeah.
So obviously this vague screen-free message isn't the answer. In today's time, avoiding screen time for even our youngest children feels nearly impossible. So what we need is a better understanding of how certain types of screen time affect the developing brain and how to choose better options.
So just to make sure that I understand you well, there's just a lot of parents feeling like, it's working for me, although I know I shouldn't, but the shame that comes with the fact that I don't have it sort of tucked and neat together is keeping then a lot of parents there. And you're saying then learning about why it's important and how to manage it might be the key to it. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, so instead of having this screen-free conversation, I believe we should have the quality of screen time conversation with the emphasis on educating well-meaning parents and offering tools for success rather than inducing guilt. So all screen time has an addictive effect on the brain. It releases dopamine, activates a pleasure or a reward cycle, and causes the brain to need increasingly more amounts of stimuli.
Just jump in. You're saying dopamine. Dopamine is that feel-good chemical.
Hormone, yes.
Yes. And that's the one that's usually linked with, I mean, for adults, with social media and likes. And for some other people who are a little bit older, it may be substances that they abuse because of that dopamine hormone that they want to search for.
Mm.
And this can be experienced by children as well.
As well, yes.
Sean, please, go ahead.
Yes, so while also interfering with the development of the prefrontal cortex, which is already the last part of the brain to develop. So this matters because our children experience real symptoms of addiction and withdrawal.
Mm. And I mean, no one thinks about children and withdrawal from screen time. But what do you say to, like, should I still take note of it, even if I find that it works? Let's say I'm taking a road trip. I mean, we just come back from long weekends. Mm. There's a lot of families that have taken road trips to various parts of the country. And, I mean, it works to keep them busy behind the seat in the back there. Should I still sort of keep track of that screen time also?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think the scary part is if we add all the hours that our children actually spend on screens, it's scary.
Let's maybe get to understanding why it's so important. What are some of the symptoms of us seeing that screen time may be an addiction in children? Because I think we don't think of screen time and addiction in that same bracket. What are some of the symptoms that we could look out for?
Yeah, so some common symptoms is frequent meltdowns, difficulty sleeping, whiny or clingy behavior, hyperactivity, trouble making eye contact, then the inability to play independently and the lack of creativity.
Hmm.
Inability to regulate moods and then decrease impulse control.
And in terms of, playing independently, this probably adds to them being able to play outside of a soccer ball and building with bricks, which is what we've seen when we grew up.
Yes. So our children are very sedentary. They don't move.
They don't actually get to play around. Now, Yulene, I'm curious then to find out, say a parent is listening now and they know once it's bedtime, it's a negotiation of how much more minutes before they switch off and then they go to bed, and they're struggling to get their child away from the TV. How would you advise them to help them transition their child from the TV and the child is refusing?
So this is quite difficult because for children and our toddlers, they usually struggle to transition between activities, and if they are stuck in front of the TV, they usually don't want to go to bed. They want 5 more minutes or 2 more minutes, and they already struggle with big emotions. Usually they are overstimulated, and then it's even more difficult to control the emotions. So a general rule of thumb is no screen time 2 hours before bed and 2 hours after waking up.
Okay, so that helps just in terms of their brains being able to just calm down and a little bit less light, less time to that blue light.
Yes. So the blue light from screens, even when on night mode, decreases melatonin production and interrupts the sleep cycle. So screen time within 2 to 3 hours of a nap or bedtime will make it especially difficult for children to fall asleep or to get restful sleep. Resulting in them waking up fatigued and struggling to concentrate.
Which I think a lot of parents see in the mornings when it's time to go to school, and it's like hard to get them out of bed and get them started and going for the day. Yulene, before we wrap up our time together, I'm really curious then, what would you then say as a rule of thumb? Because it's always great to be able to work towards something. You know, as a parent that's probably listening now thinking, my goodness, I think of this one saying, ideally there'd be no screen time before bedtime, but man, sometimes it's hard. You speak about no screen time 2 hours before bedtime and 2 hours after bedtime.
Yes.
What would be the estimated, you know, guideline of recommended screen time limits for kids that a parent can take note of? Someone is saying under 2, 0.
Yeah.
Somebody else might say under 2, well, they get about 5 minutes a day. What would you say?
So I would recommend 0 to 2 years, no screen time. Maybe if you've call a family member and have a video call, that's something different, but no screen time under the age of 2. Then 2 to 5 years, no more than 1 hour per day. And then co-viewing with a parent is also important to make sure what content are your children looking at. And then 6 to 17 years, no more than 2 hours per day.
Yeah,
which is not a lot.
Which is not a lot. I think that's what I'm realizing as you're speaking, is realizing that it's actually not a lot if you think about how much time they actually do spend. Before I let you go, Yulene, homeschooling and online schooling has picked up significantly in the last couple of years, I think since 2020. So there's a lot of kids that are spending time in front of the laptop screen for school. In those cases, what would you recommend a parent do in managing the screen time after that online school? I'm assuming it should be even stricter.
Yeah, unfortunately. We really want our children to get out and play so that they can develop their gross motor skills. Like I said, we have a generation of children that's really sedentary. They don't play. They don't develop their big muscles.
Yeah.
So regular breaks, I don't know.
Yeah. Just to get them outside of that box of being in front of the screen on like that. Yulene, thank you so much for just how I think you've helped a lot of parents be able to figure out how to navigate such a space and how to navigate a place where they may feel, like we're talking about, rightfully so, feeling a little bit ashamed in terms of the fact that they feel like they don't have it under control, even though at the same time, it's like their guilty pleasure of it works. It just keeps them quiet for an hour or two. And just being able to come here and help us realize that we're not alone. For parents that feel like they're in that space, that they're not alone, and giving them some sort of guidelines to work to. So thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. That was Yulene Cilia, who's an occupational therapist, passionate about pediatric services and also when it comes to screen time. Very touchy topic, very important topic. And I think if we just take time to learn a little bit more, I truly believe that we can be able to do it better, not just for our sake, but more importantly, for our children's sake.
This is the Afternoon Drive Show.